Well, good morning to you all, and God bless you. Our pastor will be back next Sunday, so just hang on. I think we will go.
We love you, Myron.
Thank you. I'd like to begin in the Gospel of Matthew, in the 16th chapter there. And when he was in Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, he said, "Who do the people say that I am? Or the son, who do they say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they answered him and said, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, some say Jeremiah and one of the prophets." But then Jesus said, "Who do you say I am?" So Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, he said, "Simon Barjona, blessed be you, Simon Barjona. This has not flesh or blood revealed to you, but my Father who is in heaven, he has given this to you. Only God, the Holy Spirit, can make Jesus real to us. And he wants us to take the gospel and bring it to the people and proclaim his name among them. Like we are sowing the seed, but only the Holy Spirit can make it alive to people. We cannot do that, but he does it. And then it's up to each individual to say, I will receive him or I will reject him. God will not make anybody. He will just make it available to us, and then we will receive or we will reject. I'll go back to the Gospel of John and see there. The first chapter in the Gospel of John. And this is what it says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things are made through him. And without him, nothing is made of that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And light shines in the darkness, but darkness did not comprehend it. Darkness refused it. But down in verse 12 it says, "For all those who received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who are not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but by the will of God in Jesus' name." So when we receive him, when we repent of our sins and believe in his name, we are born again, not by blood, not by the will of the flesh. It has nothing to do with it. Not by the will of man, but by God. Now I have become a child of God in Jesus' name, born again. And the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, has moved into our lives. That is the new creation in Jesus. Now I have a new life. All of my past are gone, forgiven. And I am a child of God. You are a son and a daughter of the living God in Jesus' name. You belong to his family. God is our Father today. But that has not always been so. Because there was a time when we were outside. We did not belong to his family. We were all, the Bible says in Colossians, that we were all dead in our trespasses and the uncircumcision of our flesh. But he has made us alive again together with him. And he has forgiven us all trespasses, all sins are forgiven. He has wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, that was contrary to us. He took it out of the way, and he nailed it to the cross. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle out of them. He triumphed over them in it. And God has given to you and me and to all of us who belong to him. The Holy Spirit lives within us. We have become a temple of God's Holy Spirit to live in. Therefore, we can also live a triumphant life over sin. But we do have a problem because this body still lives. And when I give in to the desires of the flesh, it ends up in sin. But we will not do what Adam and Eve did, because the first thing they thought about, how can I cover this? How can I hide this so God will not see it? And that's what they did. And David in the Bible did basically the same thing when he had that affair with Bathsheba. His first thought was, I have to cover this. So he sent a message to, her husband, called him out of the army because he was at war, had him to come home, and he's going to give him a few days off. This was his plan. He had an ugly idea, but that didn't work. So he sent him back again. He sent a letter with him, Uriah, and he says, when you come back to the war, give this to Joab, the general in the army. And in that letter it said, put Uriah in the hottest place of the battle and then pull back and he will be killed. And that plan worked. He died, and David married Bathsheba and thought, well, that's all hidden. Nobody's ever going to know what I have done. But then it says in Psalm 32, when I was silent, my bones grew old through my groanings all day long. Day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. It was as in the drought of summer. My life just dried up. But I declared my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. And now, as we also come to him, never think that we can hide it, because God sees and knows everything. But when we come to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us all sins and cleanse us in his blood. And now our fellowship with him is again restored. And the blessings that God has for us can flow freely into our lives. And he's saying in Hebrews 10, come, enter in to the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. And that high priest, when he hung on the cross, when Jesus was crucified, and he gave his life, he gave his blood, and he called out and said, it is finished. It is done. It's complete. You can't add to it. Then the curtain in the temple, that which divides so that nobody but the high priest could enter in, and only once a year, it split from top to bottom. And the high priest Jesus said, come into my presence. It is open for you. Enter into my presence. Therefore, let us draw near in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, sprinkled, washed in the blood of Jesus, and our bodies washed in pure water by the living word of God. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. His promises cannot, will not ever fail us. Therefore, today let us know that we can come, as it says in Psalm 91, to live in the secret place of the Most High, to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. For I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God, and in Him I will trust. Him alone I will trust. And surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. When at times, if we come into a time of lukewarmness, and again, this flesh begin to look at the things that the world can give, and our eye go to the wrong place, we know it's not good, but we do it anyway. Or we taste something that God has told us, don't go there, don't touch it. And it ends up in sin. And we end up in slavery. And we begin to fight it against to get free. We begin to fight in the power of the flesh. And the more we fight, the deeper in we sink. Until we realize that God said, surely I will deliver you. And we call on Him. We reach out with our arms toward heaven and we say, Jesus, set me free from these bondages. And He comes and He delivers us and He sets us free. He breaks the chains. He takes the shackles and He throws them in the sea of forgetfulness. And He opens the prison door and He leads us out to freedom from that slavery. For God is almighty. What we cannot do, He will do. And He puts our feet on solid ground and we walk side by side with our Savior in Jesus' name. He will also deliver you from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you in His feathers. Under His wings you shall take refuge. His throat shall be your shield and buckler. And you shall not be afraid of the terror by night. And this we know in the day that we live in, the darkness in the world today, there is lots of things that could terrify us if we get occupied with it. But the Bible says that even though in Psalm 23, even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness, mercy and goodness shall follow you all the days of your life. For I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever in Jesus' name. And He shall also protect you from the arrow that fly by day. You know those fiery darts that the enemy will send against us, hoping that somehow he can penetrate into our mind and come into our heart and bring us down in depression and difficult ways. But you will put on the belt of truth, the helmet of the hope of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, and He will not be able to come in. For we will operate in the victory that God in Jesus' name has given to us. And we will be victorious and walk with Him day by day and not be afraid and not back down for any of the enemy's attack. He will also keep your hand on so the pestilence that walks in darkness shall not affect you. He will keep you from the destruction that lays waste at noontime. And if 1,000 falls at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, it shall not come near you. For He sends his angels to protect us. They will be with us in all of our ways. They shall not come near. You shall only look with your eye. You shall only look and see with your eye the reward of the wicked. For you have made the Lord Most High, who is my dwelling, who is my refuge. You have made him your dwelling place. Therefore no evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their arms they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, upon the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. When that serpent comes away that deceived our parents in the Garden of Eden, don't get involved with him. Don't even begin to discuss with him. But submit to God. And the enemy will flee in Jesus' name. For he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him and set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will deliver him in trouble, and I will honor him. With long life will I satisfy him. That is what God is doing. And for all of us who belongs to his family, we are under a constant protection by the blood and the power of the word of God in Jesus' name. Therefore, I will bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches in his glory, that he will strengthen you with might through his Spirit in the inner man, and that Christ will dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and height of the love of Jesus, which passeth all knowledge, and that we may be filled with all of God's fullness, that we may be filled with all that God has for us. In Jesus' name. For he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? In Jesus' name. All that heaven can afford is available to each one of us this very day. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us, God will for you and me to make our requests known to him, even though he will go way above what we ask. Therefore he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I will say to you, rejoice. Be gentle towards all men, for the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now to him let there be glory in the church to all generations, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. And I will also say to you, if there's any among us and you have not yet given your life to Jesus, today is the day of salvation. Today God is calling and saying, come. Today God is saying, seek me while I may be found. Call upon me while I am near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, for he will have mercy on you, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God so loved each one that he gave his only Son. So if we will believe in him, you will never perish. Life everlasting, life in glory, life without sickness, or all of these things are gone. For God did not send his Son to the world to condemn us, but that we should be saved through him in Jesus' name. And this I will say to all today, no matter what the difficulty might be, because I think we all have those things that we are seeking God for an answer. We are seeking God for a solution. Lead us out of this, O Lord Jesus. Show me your way in Jesus' name. And let us never forget that he was wounded for mine transgressions. He was bruised for mine iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed in Jesus' name. God is good. God is among us. If you have come to a place where maybe the doctor told you there's no more that we can do, there has never been or never will be a time when God says, well, you know, I can't do it. This is impossible. Nothing is impossible for our God in Jesus' name. No matter what it is, God heals. God sets us free. God will deliver us from whatever we have gone into when we call on him. Therefore, I will say, come. Let there be a time of prayer this morning when you come with your burdens. Maybe your sons, maybe your daughters that once used to serve God, but now they have walked their own way. And there's a pain in our inside to see this. And we are calling on God that he will return all the prodigals to come home again in Jesus' name. And God will answer our prayers. God does answer our prayers. Because he hears our prayer, but he doesn't just hear it, he answers it. So come. Come with your burden. Come with your sickness. If you seek salvation, if you haven't yet received Jesus into your life, this is the day. Now God is calling for all, no matter what it is. Just come and we will pray and God will answer. And God will move mightily in our lives in Jesus' name. Can you come? I talked to some of you to come and help in prayer. And all, if you need prayer today, let us pray for one another and with one another in Jesus' name. And we will see glorious things happening in this place. Amen.
Thank you, Einar. The most positive scriptures of God's mercy and grace to us is what you have shared this morning. If you have a need, from the largest need to the smallest need, Jesus wants to meet that need right now.